county needs to do this, the county needs to do that. I said, Mayor, it sounds to me like you need to run for county judge. And I said it a little different. He walked out of there, has not said a word to me since. That's been 2018. It's 2026. Best thing I ever did.
Yep. I agree with you what you said. I do not understand it. It is a serious addiction.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it stirs, it hurts people. And it's like, you've got that much time on your hands, I can find you a volunteer job that will be so rewarding.
I'm gonna call you.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Facebook, and I don't even have it. But it has been the biggest downfall, I think, of people and their attitudes and.
Good morning.
All right, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, I'm gonna figure out how to.
You want me to just call Shanna?
Add Shanna. Here we go.
You got it.
There, I'm getting it done. Look at y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, real quick, I'm going to merge you in with Hugh.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Or somebody else can call if it doesn't work.
No, we got Hugh. You there?
Yep, I'm here.
Shanna, you there?
Good morning.
All right.
Good morning.
We're going ahead and get started. It is 9 a.m. Today is the 26th day of January. The year is 2026. This is a regular meeting of the Marion County Commissioners Court. Today present is myself, County Judge Lee LaFleur, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashley, Commissioner Precinct 4, Mr. Jared R. Lee. Today absent is Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. Jacob Patterson, and Commissioner Precinct 3, Mr. Paul D. Webb. Oh, we will begin with a prayer. Commissioner Lee, if you will have a prayer and add Jacob's family into that for us, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to be able to make it here safely this morning, Lord, to take care of the business for the county. Help us to be wise and make good decisions, Lord. Just thank you for this weather not being any worse than it was, Lord. Thank you for continuing to keep us all safe, keep our first responders safe, Lord. And Lord, help the Patterson family right now, the sickness, the things going on there with that family. Lord, you know their needs. Thank you for all that you've done, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. The pledge, sorry, American. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The Texas flag. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. All right, we will begin with the consent agenda. Consent agenda.
Can you check anything, Andrew?
Yes, sir.
Motion to approve our consent agenda.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, second by Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number two, discuss and take any necessary action on resolution designating February as Black History Month. All right. Our resolution recognizes Black History Month. Whereas Black History Month is a time to honor the rich heritage, achievements, and contributions of Black Americans, whose strength, resilience, and leadership have shaped the history and character of our nation. Whereas the month of February provides an opportunity to recognize that countless individuals have broken barriers, advanced civil rights, enriched our culture, and strengthened our communities through their dedication, creativity, courage, and whereas Black Americans play a vital role in every field, including education, science, medicine, business, public service, the arts, military service, social justice, leaving a lasting impact on progress of our society, and whereas acknowledge and celebrating Black history deepens our understanding of shared past, encourages meaningful dialogue, and reinforces our commitment to equality, justice, and opportunity for all. Now, therefore, be resolved, Commissioner Court of Marion County, Texas, does by resolution acknowledge February's Black History Month and does proclaim its support for a year-round effort by all to express our country's gratitude for the accomplishments contributions of Black America. Witnessed our hand in execution on this 26th day of January 2026.
Make a motion for the resolution designating February as Black History Month.
Second.
Motion made by Lee, second by Ashley. All in favor?
All right.
opposed? Motion carries. Will you sign that, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thought I was about to take my book with me. Sir? All right.
Thank you.
Item number three, I would ask that we table item number three, discuss and take any necessary action regarding presentation from Flock Camera Systems in coordination with the Sheriff's Office.
So that was a motion?
I make a motion to table.
Second.
Motion to table by myself. Second by Commissioner Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That is tabled. Item number four, I would like to ask that we table that as well. It's discuss and take any necessary action on resolution supporting legislation to exempt Texas counties from the state hotel occupancy tax. I think that's very important. It deserves a room full of discussion. So I'll make a motion that we table.
I will second that.
Motion to table by myself, second by Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number five, discuss and take any necessary action on appointment of Justice P. Precinct number two to fill an expired term beginning February 1st, 2026 and ending December 31st, 2026. I would also like to table that, and that is a motion.
Second.
Motion to table by myself, second by Commissioner Ashley. And before we table that item, the reason that we're tabling that is you mainly. I do not have a quorum necessary to vote for that action. The presumptive nominee, Mandy Moore, who is the only person on the primary ballot for the Republican Party and no Democratic challenger, is also related to Commissioner Lee by marriage. That is Commissioner Lee's sister-in-law. And he is barred by state law from voting on any appointment of a family member that close. We want to make sure that we keep Commissioner Lee straight, square, and out of the can.
Set
that. He seconded that motion. So item number six, item number six, discuss and take any necessary action on Marion County Constable Precinct 12025, Chapter 59, Asset Forfeiture Report. I will ask, number one, Shannon, is it necessary for them to present this? If we have the actual report in front of us, can we go ahead and take action on item six?
Yes, all the reports are in your folder. Constable 1 and 2 have a zero report, and then I put a summary in there for y'all.
So I'm going to make a motion that we accept Marion County Constable Precinct 12025, Chapter 59, Asset Report.
Second.
Motion made by myself, second by Commissioner Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number seven, discuss and take any necessary action on Marion County Constable Precinct 2, 2025, Chapter 59, Asset Forfeiture Report. Also make a motion that we accept that as presented.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Commissioner Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number eight, discuss and take any necessary action on Marion County Sheriff's Department 2025 Chapter 59 Asset Forfeiture Report. I'll make a motion to accept.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Shannon, if I get to something I need to skip, scream out table.
Okay, everything should be in the folder. We should be good.
Good. Item number nine, discuss and take any necessary action on ratification of precinct one purchase of a 7x14x2 18K bumper pull dump trailer from Texas Pride at the cost of $11,332.50.
Yes, this trailer, we've done a little research, and this trailer is going to benefit us in several ways. It does have 8-lug axles. It will also haul the Traco around. It would also haul the brush, the logs and stuff, and with no tailgate, open it up, and it's a lot easier to handle. So I will make a motion to purchase that trailer, 7x14x2 with 18,000 pound capacity bumper pull trailer from Texas Pride at a cost of $11,332.50.
I'll second that.
Shanna, do we need to mention anything about the cashier's check?
We don't have to, but you can tell them, yeah, we...
Well, it wasn't the main check, but I had to purchase a cashier's check from the bank in order for JR to take that.
And Shanna, you did say that I would have to sign that title, correct?
What?
Does he need to sign that title for that trailer?
Oh, JR, they might ask you to. What I asked you to sign was for Jacob. There was a mix-up. I forgot to tell you.
Okay, so I don't have to go after it then. The crew can go after that trailer.
Yeah, they didn't ask me anything. It was Jacob's trailer. There was a mix-up that you signed for, and I threw that in the trash.
Okay, all right.
Shanna, if the crew goes and gets that trailer and they require a signature, can they just bring it to my office or I can run up there and sign it for JR?
Yes,
for
yeah, or yeah.
Okay, I just don't want anybody to get in a bind.
Right, yeah.
Because I'm usually always right.
They didn't mention anything in Precinct 2, which is the next item, but I just sent her Jacob's driver's license and he's allowed to sign. He already signed the paperwork.
His
guys just have to take it to her.
Perfect. All right. So we have a motion by Ashley, second by Commissioner Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 10, discuss take necessary action on ratification precinct 2 purchase of Kubota ZD1-011 TAC 3, TAC 5, 4, turn mower, 3x4 contracts, number 706. 6, TAC 23, and number 785, TAC 25, at the cost of $14,968.94.
I make a motion that we purchase that Kubota zero turn as presented by our county judge for a cost of $14,968.94.
I'll second that.
Motion made by Ashley, second by Lee. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 11, discuss and take necessary action on Rural Sheriff's Office Salary Assistance Program Award number IA, TAC 00000025704, $350,000 for fiscal year 2026 through Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts, authorizing the county to DocuSign. This is a part of
Senate Bill 22.
Yeah, so on this, I didn't do it right now because we didn't actually receive the money yet, but when we originally budgeted for this last year, it was $250,000, but in the legislature, they changed some of the population guidelines, and he got another $100,000. So when we actually get the money in the bank, I'll bring a budget amendment back to the court to add the extra $100,000.
Perfect.
Any motion on that?
Yes, sir.
I make a motion that we take the only rural office salary, rural sheriff's office salary assistance program award number IA 00000025704 for $350,000 for fiscal year 2026 through Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts, authorizing the county judge to
DocuSign. Motion made by Lee, second by Ashley. All in favor?
You can't do it both.
All right. Item number. Oh, any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 12. I'm going to ask that we table, discuss, and take any necessary action on full bids for property struck off to Marion County as presented by tax assessor collector and line artist.
There is
a motion to table.
Yep.
And second by Ashley. All in favor? Mm-hmm. Any opposed? Motion to table carries. Item number 13, discuss and take any necessary action on joint primary election resolution for March 3rd, 2026 and May 26, 2026.
joint primary runoff election if needed. So we do this every election season. We get into this resolution to do both the primary election and a primary runoff election through both party chairs with the county elections administrator. It's just typical.
Okay, make a motion to take any necessary action on the joint primary election resolution for March 3rd of 2026. And May 26th of 2026 for a joint primary runoff election if needed.
Second.
Motion by Ashley, second by Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 14, discuss and take any necessary action on awarding a construction contract based on the engineer's recommendations for Farm Harleton Water Supply Corporation water well improvements associated with the county's Texas TDA grant number CD23TAC0309. So this is the grant we've been working on for years and years and years with Harleton.
But it has nothing to do with the...
And it has absolutely nothing to do with the Water and Sewer Infrastructure House Bill 500 Direct Appropriations Project, does it? No.
No, this was awarded. This is something that we started like a year or so ago. It's through CDBG. It's not the House Bill 500 Appropriation. It's in your packet. They got eight bids back, and they have them from lowest to highest. You can see that in your thing, and then they have their recommendation from their engineering company.
So in our motion, we need to make that known.
Yes, for this, they recommended D&D Pipeline Consultants, and then you'll need to approve that, and then there's a form you need to sign.
And then that for the amount as well, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Does the amount need to be in our motion?
Yes.
Okay. Where is it?
Right there on the front. $367,350.
All right.
Yeah. $360,350.
Here you go.
Yes.
There you go.
$367,350.
All right. I'll make a motion awarding the construction contract to D&D Pipeline Consultants LLC for $367,350 based on the engineer's recommendation to perform Harleton Water Supply Company, WSC, water well improvements associated with county's TDA grant number CDV23TAC0309.
Second.
Good job.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 15, discuss and take any necessary action on the Texas Department of Agriculture Section 3 presentation as required by TACDVG contract number CDV23TAC0309.
All right, that's this. Presentation, they're not there to present it, but the presentation is just a little PDF. It's in your packet. You can just look through that, and then that's all we need to do for that.
But we need to approve it, right?
Yes, approve that you got the presentation, yes.
Motion to approve. Any necessary action on the Texas Department of Agriculture Section 3 presentation as required by TX CDBG contract number CDV23TAC0309.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, second by Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 16. Discuss and take any necessary action on any updates. No, excuse me. Discuss and take any necessary action related to hunting activities within a subdivision.
Yes, I would like to table and remove this item from the agenda as per the request of the citizen who asked that it be placed on the agenda, Mr. Todd Wynn.
I will second that motion. So, the motion made by Commissioner Ashley to table and remove item number 16 per the request of the citizen who asked for it to be placed on the agenda, Mr. Todd Wynn. Motion made by Ashley, second by myself. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We are to table and remove item number 16 by the directive of Mr. Todd Wynn. Item number 17, discuss and take any necessary action concerning water and sewer infrastructure, House Bill 500, Direct Appropriations Project. Gentlemen, I have nothing to report at this time. We are currently, we meaning Shanna and I, mostly Shanna, are looking at some administrative avenues that we need to go down, i.e. we're probably going to publish a notification in the newspaper online that says we're taking applications once we get an application process in place so that other water service corporations can may or may not be able to get involved, I guess. Other than that, I have nothing to add, no action taken unless Shanna has something she wants to say.
No, that's good.
No action taken on item number 17. Number 18, discuss and take any necessary action on updates regarding the hospital building. I have nothing to report at this time. No action taken. We're in the process right now of getting the closing together and what that's going to look like. So no action taken on item number 18. I would like to make a motion to table item number 19, court to enter into executive session pursuant to Government Code Section 551.071, consult with attorney concerning tax abatements, and item number 20, discuss taking necessary actions on executive session concerning tax abatements. So I have a motion to table item 19. I need a second.
Second on number 19.
Motion to table by myself, second by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item. Motion passes. I had a little ice on my brain. I would also like to make a motion to table item number 20 as I presented.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed before we leave? Shanna? I would like to post a meeting for whenever you can get it to Kim. I think you can get it in Sandra's computer. Can you?
If she left it on.
I can turn it on if not.
I'll take it before Kim leaves to see if we need to turn it on.
Okay. And can you add to approve Mandy's bond? Because she has it.
I'll text you.
Okay.
I'll just text you what I would like to put on there. It's just going to be 1, 2, 3, 4 things. Item number 3, 4, 5, and 12, 19, and 20. And then we also need to, I guess we can put it in the consent agenda to approve Ms. Moore's bond.
Who's bond?
Ms. Moore, if she is the presumptive nominee.
When do you want the meeting?
Friday at 10. Since it's 9:23, I think we have plenty of time. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's supposed to be 3 days. We just posted today.
Okay, so we have plenty of time.
Yes.
I bet you can't because of the power outage. I'm sorry.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn by Commissioner Ashley. Second by Commissioner Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourn. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye.
Bye.
This is all, this is all, or you want to take it?
It'd be a lot quicker if you get leave from the house, and I'll take it with me.
Okay.
Oh.